My Powerful CEO Husband. Chapter 181. Like mother, like daughter these years, the company veterans had always been dissatisfied with Rose C. Amble because she was the mistress. Yes, the Evans Group indeed belonged to Xaviera Evans' mother. But that woman had been dead for so many years, and the company should have belonged to him and Rose. He and Xaviera's mother were husband and wife. When she died, she should have left the money and company to him. Moreover, he was with Rose because he had long disliked Xaviera's mother. Originally, Xaviera had some shares, but she had a stubborn temperament, so even if she received the shares, they would be ruined in her hands. Why are these company veterans opposing him? Derek Evans was finning. Why did the Mammoth Corporation want to interfere in the matters of Evans Group? Stop arguing. Who has the final say in the Evans Group? Mag is the heir. Why drive her away? Xaviera must have used some tricks to make the Mammoth Corporation pressure us. As long as Mag and Moore marry, the Mammoth family will stop saying anything. Let me make this clear, the Evans Group will not go to Xaviera. Rose and Mag Evans exchanged glances and laughed contentedly. The veterans' faces were filled with helplessness. After the young lady passed away, the company was completely controlled by Derek Evans and Rose Campbell. Business was getting worse day by day. Derek was determined to keep Mag, even if it meant sacrificing the entire company, unwilling to send away the daughter born to the mistress. So, the veterans had to leave reluctantly. At this moment it's quite lively here. Mr. Drew would like to discuss business with Mr. Evans. Everyone looked up. Boyd Drew, dressed in a suit, looked as gentle and refined as jade. As soon as Derek Evans saw him, his eyes lit up. Mr. Drew. When everyone heard he was Mr. Drew, their hearts skipped a beat. Carse elements were coveted by various countries, but this resource was only in the hands of two Eopel, Boyd Drew and a mysterious man. Hay didn't know the identity of the mysterious man, so when they needed these elements, they old only turned to Drew. Al Drew wants to talk business with the Evans family. Mag Evans' eyes were fixed on him, deeply attracting her. Derek Evans and Rose Campbell saw Mag's intention, and hurriedly pulled her over to greet Drew. Mr. Drew, let me introduce you to my daughter, Mag Evans, the heiress of THE Evans Group. Can she handle our cooperation? The veterans gasped. Has Mr. Evans gone mad, entrusting such an important client to Mag Evans? Mag pretended to be shy and approached Drew. Mr. Drew, Drew calmly kept his distance and smiled warmly, if Mag Evans is the heiress to the Evans Group, then I shall take my leave. Mag's smile on her face instantly froze as she heard Drew's words. I am willing to go against the Mammoth Corporation to cooperate with the Evans family for Xaviera. I think everyone knows that I have always disliked Mistress E.S. and illegitimate children. Mag has been striving against Xaviera. On the contrary, I like Xaviera very much, plan to pursue her, and let everything that upsets her disappear. If the Evans Group is Mag's, then the Drew family will not do business with the Evans family. After saying that, very coldly, Drew turned around and walked away. Suddenly, he stopped, Miss Mag Evans. Mag Evans immediately looked up, Her eyes filled with tears, appearing a gray VED. Drew's voice was slightly frosty, I heard that you and Moor Mammoth were engaged. Then, please mind our manners and don't throw yourself at any man you meet. You and your mother, Rose Campbell, re just the same and I find such women to be extremely dislikable, AG's body softened, her face pale. He actually belittled her like that. AG. Mag. Rose Campbell's face changed, and she screamed in panic, Derek, Mag fainted. Rec Evans was thinking about how to deal with the situation when he was startled by Rose's voice, why to find that Mag Evans had fainted. He yelled, call an ambulance now, he was gritting her teeth in hatred, it was all because of that little bitch Xaviera stirring up trouble. Ira must pay the price. Meanwhile, Xaviera received a message from Albert Sullivan, Drew families relate D information, most is inaccessible. However, I found something interesting from over 20 years ago. D. Drew is not a biological son of the Drew family. Instead, he is a child someone left at the Drewy over 20 years ago. Coincidentally, Caleb Mammoth was born on the same day. R.A. was intrigued. T. Sullivan, later, the Drew family adopted Boyd Drew Marr but gave birth to this child in secret. Xaviero looked up at Caleb Mammoth. Could it be that Boyd Drew was Mr. Mammoth and Winna Drew's biological son? Chapter 182. Don't be afraid, I'm here. Caleb Mammoth needed to go to the company, so Xaviera Evans got off halfway and went directly to the Black Tide base to check some information. The base is in the suburbs, sparsely populated, without surveillance, making it a perfect hiding place. After getting off, she turned into an alley. But as soon as she left, several people appeared behind her. Bitch. It's her. She pissed off Mag and even made her pass out. We'll teach her a lesson and avenge Mag. Xaviera was about to turn the corner when someone suddenly bumped into her. She leaned against the wall to steady herself, but her ring slipped off. Then, a slap came in her direction. Xaviera dodged with a swift move, her eyes slightly cold. It was a blind alley, there was no escape. Five people attacked her from both front and back. Xaviera glanced at the attackers and calmly bent down to pick up her ring. Bitch. It's all because of you that Mag is suffering. You deserve to die. Let's get her together. There's no surveillance here. Even if they find us, there is no evidence. Just as Xaviera was about to pick up the ring, someone grabbed a brick and attacked. But their target was not her but the ring itself. The ring that Caleb had given her. The ring was buried under the debris of the brick, and they attacked her again with their batons. Xaviera's eyes turned cold as she reached out, grabbed the baton, and yanked it hard. Arg. Crack. The person holding the baton clutched their wrist in pain, screaming miserably. Damn it. She's fighting back. Let's all go together. Xaviera's eyes narrowed. They each held a baton, and two had knives, shimmering coldly in the night. One of the young men sneered, playing with the knife in his hand. No wonder Boyd Drew likes you. You do know how to seduce MN. But since you made Mag faint, you have to pay the price. Only then did Xaviera realize why. Drew cancelled the collaboration with the Evans family, and Mag fainted. Now, they were seeking revenge on her. She quietly turned on the recording button on her bag, capturing all that was happening. An excited girl shouted, "It's too cheap to kill her like this. We should think of how to torture her. Why not strip her naked and take some photos first, then torture her to death slowly?" Xaviera replied calmly, "Killing is a crime." At her words, they burst into laughter. "You're hilarious. What if it is a crime? You made Mag unhappy, and we're going to kill you. There's no escape for you today." While Mag was ruthless, she was using underage thugs to kill and cross the line, which was utterly crazy. They laughed manically, "Before you die, we'll destroy your face and your bod. Why? That's what you get for stealing Mag's man and shares. Why waste such a good chance to kill her? She looks quite good. Why not let us brothers have some fun with her first?" Xaviera suppressed her nausea, her eyes icy cold. These people were insane. She had thought Mag was just good at acting, but she didn't expect her to comb me up with such a vicious scheme. If Mag wants to make her uncomfortable, she shouldn't blame her for being heartless. At that moment, an older girl snarled viciously, "Mag said that everything, whether it's the Evans group or an outstanding man, all belong to her. You're stealing from her, so you're on a one-way street to death." She pulled a dagger from her waist and stabbed at Xaviera. "Ah!" A scream rang out, and the girl wailed in pain. A tall man had kicked her in the stomach, and she fell heavily to the ground. Teehee knife clattered to the floor, and she grimaced in agony. Caleb stepped heavily, his entire body imposing. His deep eyes were filled with h coldness as he scrutinized the five attackers. The young man gritted his teeth, "It's just him alone. We have weapons, so do not be afraid. Kill this man, take Xaviera away, and torture her slowly. Even if we get caught in the end, Mag will save us." The man twisted open a skull-painted bottle, and Xaviera immediately recognized what it was. Caleb's eyes were icy cold. He swiftly dashed forward, embraced Xaviera by her waist, and took a step back. He then landed a heavy blow on the young Emin. The corrosive liquid fell to the ground, making a sizzling noise. The liquid splashed onto the young man's face, and he howled loudly, cursing non-stop. Xaviera bent down to pick up the ring, but Caleb held her firmly by the waist. "Caleb, Caleb's eyes drooped, and they gazed into each other's eyes. Xaviera's heart was filled with a sour feeling, and her expression was aggrieved. "Caleb, it's a good thing you came, or they would have killed me." Unexpectedly, Caleb didn't harumph as he usually would. Instead, he tightened Edbis' embrace around her waist and whispered deeply, "Don't be afraid. I'm Her." Chapter 183. Risking life for the ring. Where's later was extra other inning the attack of the Arthes was angrily did whe wed bar looper than woe a breer bet lad. What ste tot ben murd before it carb emitted a terrifying chat. The expenses turned cold as he stared at the Her. "Mag Evans put you up to tas." This works sounded plain, but the others shavered in fear, feeling as if they were in the presence of a demon from Lar. Shortly after, a prop of black uniformed belly guards charged out, Quickly restraining the five people with Xaviera Evans in his arms, Caleb indifferently left one sentence: "Steve Price, clean this up." Steve had already called the police. The five attackers showed no fear when they were caught. They believed that Mag would not abandon them and would surely pay to bail them out. Mag hurriedly picked up the ring, wiping the dust off it. "It's all dirty." Caleb grasped her hand. "Actually, you could have thrown them off, couldn't you?" Xaviera choked. "TM fine." Caleb calmed his emotions, and his breathing gradually returned to normal. These people were indeed no match for Xaviera, but their methods were too ruthless, and Xaviera could not be guaranteed to be unharmed. Caleb stared at her intently, for the ring. Xaviera was startled for a moment, feeling a bit guilty. Caleb took the ring from her hand, looking at the dusty ring as the corner of his lips curled up. "Treasure my gift so much that even if you might get hurt, you won't throw it away." Xaviera's pupils suddenly shrank seeing the ring fall to the ground. She felt as if her heart had lost a piece of itself. Although her senior fellow had given her many gifts before, this ring was the first gift Caleb had given her. And these people almost destroyed it. She tried to cover up her thoughts and cleared her throat. "Don't overthink it. I just think the ring is very expensive and it would be a pity." Caleb cast his eyes down to stroke the ring, his tone light and breezy. "So you should know what brand this ring is, right?" Xaviera was speechless. What was Caleb getting at, suddenly asking her about the brand of the ring? She had never worn rings before, so she didn't know much about these things. "Funded, at them," she heard then check fly, "since you don't know the brand." "Tase explode for this rig Xavier's Edways," De muttered quietly. "I don't know what brand it is, but I think anying way give me yet not be rage." Catch smiled indifferently. This eyes burned so they stared at fart. After a moment of silence, the man raised a fun to touch her slightly cold cheek, his voice gentle but full of strength. "Xaviera Evans, you truly do like me, right?" Xaviera immediately opened her mouth wide, her body trembling. At that moment, Albert Sullivan walked over and without hesitation, "Xaviera, are you?" shed straight to him. Caleb's expression remained calm, the corners of his mouth slightly curved upwards. "MRS. Mamet was embarrassed. The five caught attackers still refused to admit their wrongdoing, but the evidence from Xaviera's recording put them at a loss for words. News of the five hooligans seeking revenge for a female celebrity and attempting to commit murder spread across the internet, sparking heated discussions among netizens. Netizens didn't know who the main character of the incident was, but the incident itself was already shocking enough. "I heard that the five hooligans were not even adults yet and believed that even if they killed someone, they wouldn't have to take responsibility. If someone hadn't saved her, the girl would have been killed by them. This world is crazy, fanatical fans are really terrifying. I heard the girl is not in the entertainment industry," someone commented. Everyone expressed their opinions. And then someone posted a key piece of information. "The photo is a bit blurry, but it looks a little like Xaviera Evans. Xaviera isn't in the entertainment industry, so which female celebrity has a grudge against her?" Moment later, the comment disappeared without a trace, and other comments revealing identities are also deleted. The Evans family home. Ash. Glass cup was slammed onto the ground, and Mag screamed with her voice hoarse, "That slut has good luck." Five people couldn't even kill her, and now she's made the situation even greater. S.E. Campbell felt panicked. Mag, what do we do now? A.G. forced herself to calm down and gritted her teeth. Get them out. They committed attempted murder. It won't be that, Casey, and Xaviera's connections are strong, so THEY won't dare to just let them go. What? Mag's heart skipped a beat. Those people were her brainwashed fans. Whenever she ran into trouble, the Y would help her fix it. Even if they were caught, they would be released after a while, and it would not really harm her. But this time was different. The Golden Ticket ranking report for has been updated, still. 184. Chapter 184, Lack of Education is Really Scary. Mag. Evans had a resentful look in her eyes, they're all still alive. Rose Campbell nodded, some got splashed with sulfuric acid, others had dislocated arms, but in any case, they only suffered minor injuries, none are life-threatening. Why didn't they die? So annoying. Mag clenched her teeth, at least they got injured. As far as we're concerned, that's enough leverage. Just say Xaviera destroyed several underage children's lives, their parents will definitely cause trouble. You should go stir things up with those parents, tell them the kids wouldn't attack Xaviera for no reason. It's because Xaviera hurt them and caused them to get injured. Xaviera must take responsibility. Mag exhaled, don't expose my identity, and if there's any movement, nip it in the bud. Ruin Xaviera's reputation and leave her to the netizens' attacks. Although Xaviera had no injuries, Albert Sullivan insisted on taking her to the hospital for a thorough examination to make sure there were no internal injuries. Caleb Mamet waited outside. Once the examination was done, it had gotten dark. Steve Price, president, the Evans family did try to save them, but they didn't succeed. I found out that these people have done a lot of dirty work for Mag, and though they got caught, they were released soon after. Nobody knew Mag was behind it. I bet their lives are ruined in the second half. Caleb didn't seem to care as he played with the gun in his band. It's already merciful not to make Tehem disappear from this world. Steve was startled. The president was too terrifying. If those people had fallen into the president's hands, he would have made the M wish for death. Steve's face was full of horror, and as he was about to speak, he heard, "We won't go to jail. We're underage. Xaviera wasn't hurt, so why should we be punished? Besides, we were eliminating a scourge for the Eopal." An icy chill sent shivers down Caleb's body. Steve really wanted to cover their mouths, lest they say something that would endanger their lives. Caleb's eyes went cold as he strode toward the source of the noise. Caleb Aviera walked out of the ward and grabbed Caleb's arm, "Let's go visit them. Was using some little thugs to deal with her, and afterwards, she wanted to get away clean, an impossible dream." In front of Caleb, she directly pressed the record button and blinked, "Caleb, I'm not a woman to be bullied." Appearing weak was just an act, of course. She wouldn't let others bully her. She was never a pushover. At this time, inside the ward, a male student had his head wrapped in a bandage, and a female student had medicine on her abdomen. Both lay in bed, looking miserable. Upon seeing Xaviera, they immediately began to scream and roar. "Bitch! I'll kill you!" You've ruined my face. Since I can't go out now, I'll definitely kill you once I do. You're finished. Bitch. Zaviera clicked her tongue. These kids were mad. Some kids were just kids, and others were demons. Zaviera sat down, and with a faint smile, said, I'm afraid you don't have that ability. The atmosphere quieted for a moment, then it got noisy again. The girl suddenly screamed, Ah! Just go die! You even hit me! This is abuse to minors, you know? I'm going to sue you. At this moment, the girl's mother barged in and yelled, My daughter suffered severe injuries to her abdomen, she can't get pregnant in the future. And now she has scars on her face, it's all ruined. You must take responsibility. Aviara must have done something guilty, so the children teamed up against HER. Now several children were injured, and Zaviera had to be responsible for it all. As long as the children insisted that they hadn't hurt Zaviera, and it was Zaviera who hurt them, then Nee wouldn't have an issue, it would be Zaviera that was punished instead. Aviara glanced at everyone, then sneered, I'm not hurt in the least, and that must be infuriating for OU. You should have just come at me with a knife right away. If I had died, you could have avenged AG. But now I'm alive and well, and you're laying in a hospital bed. TE Group gritted their teeth in anger. Vieira spoke casually, You can probably see that I'm not short of money, medical expenses for you would be no problem. E parents of the children showed greedy expressions. Vieira changed the subject, but why should I be responsible? You were trying to hurt me. You had BS and knives in your hands, wanting to kill me. Luckily, I wasn't hurt at all, so you getting injured UST karma. I don't have to pay medical expenses on moral or legal grounds. It's really terrifying to everyone was furious, you didn't get hurt, so you can't be considered a victim. You and Mag are sisters, she's so gentle and kind, but you're just sinister and malicious, totally bringing shame to her name. Zaviera Evans sneered, if Mag is so gentle and kind, why would she encourage you all to kill? If it's like this, then your injuries have nothing to do with me, I tease Mag who should take responsibility. If it weren't for Mag's instigation, these people wouldn't have headed towards destruction. As soon as her words fell, their faces twisted with anger, and their eyes filled with hate. Shut up. I won't allow you to insult Mag. We took revenge for her voluntarily. You're not even worthy of being Mag's sister. Go die. Once you're dead, there won't be anyone in Mag's way. Killing for Mag is an honor. The girl struggled to sit up on her bed, screaming, Why haven't you died yet? Mag wanted you dead, how dare you still be alive? Zaviera curved her lips up, she'd gotten what she wanted. She slowly stood up. Wake up, everyone, you're just pawns for Mag. Even if you die, she won't blink an eye. If you don't believe me, forget I said anything. As soon as her words fell, everyone let out a mad roar. Bitch. Since Zaviera caused their injuries and disfigured them, shouldn't she be responsible? They were still thinking about extorting a lot of money from Zaviera and living a carefree life afterward. Zaviera didn't get hurt at all, so why should they be arrested and even go to jail? Having already recorded the conversation, Zaviera didn't bother to argue with them any longer and left. As she reached the door, she hesitated, "Why don't we see if, in the end, Mag will save you or cut all ties with you?" Outside the door, Steve Price was helpless. "Boss, it's just a ring, we can buy a new one." With the boss's financial power, not to mention a single ring, even a gold mine could be bought in minutes. Caleb Mamet didn't lift his head. Her ring, this was the first gift he gave Zaviera, as Caleb Mamet. His eyes sparkled, and his brows danced like stars. "Also, she really liked the gift I gave her, and she wouldn't even bear to throw it away despite her injuries." Steve Price agreed, "Indeed, it's a token of love." He suddenly thought, "Boss, there are scratches on the ring, and it's dirty, too. This love token has been damaged. Does it mean that you two might quarrel or even divorce?" Caleb Mamet furrowed his brows. "Steve Price. Boss, I'm here." Caleb Mamet leisurely said, "I think you don't want your salary anymore." "Steve Price, dot. Docking his salary without any reason, the boss is too stingy. No wonder Mrs. Mamet called him a bad husband, he really is bad." That evening, Zaviera went upstairs, took a shower, and then posted on Twitter, "Inciting minors to do bad things, an idol like this is a scumbag of society at Mag Evans." Now that Mag is trying to cover up the incident, Zaviera is determined to expose it and let everyone see what kind of person Mag really is. New and old accounts, let's settle them together. Zaviera didn't care how big the storm on the internet was and went straight to sleep. After she fell asleep, the hacker Mortimer released the information about the 5 people who attacked Zaviera and Mag online. Mortimer's information was always accurate, so netizens confirmed that these 5 people were Mag's crazy fans. How come Mortimer is releasing this kind of information? Could it be for Zaviera? Mortimer, such a cold man, is even defending a woman. I'm so envious. Legend has it that Mortimer is a handsome and wealthy man. Oh, I'm dying. Countless young girls showed their love for Mortimer. News of Mag's fans attacking her sister Zaviera on the street that night spread all over the internet and remained a hot topic. Immediately afterward, every huge enterprise canceled their cooperation with the Evans family and more Mamet. Mag even received several contract termination notices overnight. When Zaviera woke up refreshed, Mag was already suffering from a night of torment, with bloodshot eyes and a pale face, not looking human nor ghostly. Mag, take care of yourself. Rose Camel's face showed heartache. Mag's eyes filled with hatred as she gritted her teeth, "Zaviera, that bitch. Why did she have to expose it? Now, all the contracts have been terminated, and the company is also implicated. Does she want to ruin me? I want to kill her. It's not me who's trying to kill her, but that crazed fan. Should a fan's behavior be escalated to the idol, too? Bitch. Bitch." Last night, she kept receiving contract termination notifications, all because of Zaviera. If she had known, she would have dealt with Zaviera sooner. She shouldn't have let this disaster exist until now, obstructing her path. That bitch should go to hell with her mother. Chapter 186, The Wife is So Kind. Mag. Moore is here, his company is also being implicated, and he doesn't look good, Rose Campbell whispered. Xaviera Evans looked vicious, forcing herself to calm down and said resentful, "Why, I know what to do." Moore Mammoth, looking downtrodden, then entered. "Mag, what exactly happened, Ed? Why did your fans try to kill Xaviera? I heard that they were armed with knives and Xaviera nearly died." Mag Evans' eyes were filled with a wicked intent, but in front of Moore, she still had to pretend to be weak and aggrieved. She said innocently, "Why would my fans want to kill my sister? They're just insane. Fortunately, my sister is okay." Moore Mammoth looked at Mag Evans suspiciously, saw her worried eyes, and Tehen let out a sigh of relief. Even if Xaviera did something wrong, no one should try to kill her. Those fans were too crazy. Mag Evans bit her lip, "My sister has hurt me many times before, but I haven't blamed her. This time I obviously won't either, and I definitely won't let my fans go after her. I didn't realize my fans were so terrifying. More, I'm scared, if my sister got hurt, I could only ask for forgiveness with my death. Mag, you're just too kind. Why bother worrying about that ungrateful girl?" Ma Dame Evans walked in leaning on her cane. "More, you still don't know Xaviera. She must have intentionally framed Mag. Those few fans were probably just trying to scare her. There's no way they old actually hurt her. It's all a plot by Xaviera. You must believe in Mag." News of innocent girl Mag Evans' fans trying to kill her own sister exploded on the internet, and netizens condemned Mag Evans. If she didn't instruct them, why would her fans want to hurt Xaviera? Apart from Mag Evans, both the Evans Group and Moore Mammoth's companies were boycotted by the industry. When Moore Mammoth returned to his company and saw those cancellation of contracts, he had a splitting headache and said helplessly, "Mag said, she didn't know anything about it." Moore's father frowned, "How could Mag Evans not know about it? She previously framed Xaviera, accusing her of cheating with Jackson Walker, but in the end, Xaviera proved herself with her own abilities. Now this has happened, creating such a huge scandal, not only publicly known, but also impacting the company. She can wash her hands off this by merely claiming ignorance. Xaviera would never do such a thing." She, Moore Mammoth's mother's face darkened, "Enough. Moore is engaged to Mag. They should share will and woe. Besides, Xavier is not innocent either. If it wasn't for her, could we possibly end up like this?" Moore's father was never satisfied with Moore Mammoth's relationship with Mag Evans and snorted, "Xavier has helped us secure so many business deals, all Mag knows is causing G troubles." Moore Mainette's mother choked, fell silent for a moment, then shouted, "Xaviera is a jinx. And Mag is obedient and sensible, she's the better choice. Xaviera is just jealous of Mag, that's why she's using this tactic against her. Don't be fooled by her. Mag is now in trouble because Xaviera, the jinx, has cursed her." Moore's father had a worried look on his face. "Moore Mammoth, no matter what the outcome of this matter is, it should not affect the company. As a son of the Mammoth family, you have to minimize the losses. Go to PR right away, and restore the company's reputation. As for Xaviera, you should try to persuade her not to make things too embarrassing." Moore Mammoth reluctantly agreed, rubbing his furrowed brows. Mag wouldn't incite her fans to murder. She's so gentle and kind. He had been with Mag for so long, he was very clear about what kind of person Mag was. He couldn't let Xaviera cause him to misunderstand Mag. Steve Price also saw the news online. The names of Mag Evans and Moore Mammoth were being cursed by countless netizens. Steve Price, looking puzzled, asked, "Sir, didn't the mistress record a video before? Why not upload it? If the video she previously recorded was uploaded, Mag Evans would be confirmed as the instigator of the murder attempt by her fans. Mag Evans instigating a minor to commit murder for her, such a crime was extremely wicked. But the mistress did not upload the video, could it be that she still had feelings of sisterhood?" A smirk appeared on the corner of Caleb Mammoth's mouth. Xaviera did not release the video but issued a warning instead. That way, the Evans family would think that Xaviera had no substantial evidence, and she was just making groundless accusations. The Evans family would seize the opportunity to clear their image and even bit E back, accusing Xaviera of slander. Xaviera didn't need to argue. All she had to do was to release the video after Tihei had tried their best to explain, leaving the Evans family utterly unable to refute the facts. No matter what Mag Evans said then, the truth would already be in front of everyone. Caleb Mammoth said in a casual tone, "She did a good job," suddenly became excited, "The mistress is too kind. Even though Mag Evans has treated her this way, she still didn't completely finish her off." Chapter 187, Caleb Mammoth Gets Poisoned. Steve Price continued. "She doesn't release the video because she wants to give Mag Evans a chance to change, to start anew. After all, Mag Evans is a public figure, and such a scandal would ruin her whole life. They have a deep sisterly bond. Caleb Mammoth, dot. This guy must be out of his mind. He should think about getting a new assistant." At this moment, the butler knocked on the door. "Sir, the lady said she went to find Master Sullivan, so she won't be coming back tonight." Crash. Caleb's face darkened, and the cup in his hand shattered into pieces. "She dares not to come home for the night? And even stay at Albert Sullivan's place?" Caleb's face turned gloomy, while Steve Price quickly changed the subject, eager to please his boss to get a raise. "Sir, I think," Albert Sullivan frowned, who had night blindness. "Why are you so anxious to find me?" Xaviera Evans looked somewhat guilty. "Just tell me if you can cure it." Albert Sullivan thought for a moment. He had stopped cooperating with the Evans family, causing the company veterans to pressure Derek Evans, and thought little Xaviera was here to thank him. To his surprise, she hurried over to ask why someone would go blind at night. Albert Sullivan looked at her curiously. "Little Xaviera, based on what you decribed, I don't think it's ordinary night blindness. People with night blindness have a weakened vision at night, but they don't go completely blind. Maybe it's not a disease, but poisoning." Xaviera's face changed, realizing that this might be the case. She asked immediately, "Could it be a ment asterisk L illness, because he was always locked in a dark room as a child, and was only released after many days, could it be the shadow of his childhood that caused his blindness?" Albert Sullivan pondered, "That's possible too, but I think the chance of a MENT*L illness causing complete blindness is not high because I've heard of a person who had the same symptoms as your friend. Albert Sullivan's face turned serious. She would also go blind at night and regain her sight during the day, so she had to keep the light on even when she slept. Not long after, she couldn't stand the torment and died. Xaviera asked hurriedly, "Who was she?" Winna drew Albert Sullivan said word by word. Xaviera's heart skipped a beat. If that's the case, it means Caleb Mamet and Winna Drew were poisoned by the same substance. Miss Drew was poisoned for many years, and the old man, Miracle Doctor, was powerless to save her. Albert Sullivan frowned. The old man, Miracle Doctor, could save even those at the brink of death. But he couldn't save Winna Drew and watched her pass away. After Miss Drew's death, the old man, Miracle Doctor, has been researching the antidote for this poison. Maybe he has a way to detoxificate now. There is still hope for your friend. Xaviera's head was heavy. She remembered her grandfather mentioning that he had saved many people in his life, but there was only one person he could save despite doing everything he could. Now, there might be no cure for Caleb. At this moment, her phone rang, interrupting her thoughts. Steve Price's trembling voice came through, "Madam, sir," he, Xaviera became instantly worried, "What happened to Caleb?" Steve Price sobbed twice and said helplessly, "Sir got injured when he saved you, and the wound is infected." Sob. Xaviera's pupils contracted sharply, "Go to the hospital quickly." "Madam, he refuses to go. Can you persuade him?" Steve Price's sad tone continued as he played along, "Sir won't take any medicine and won't go to the hospital. I don't know what to do with him. Only the lady can manage him." Xaviera hurriedly got up and quickly left. Albert Sullivan was stunned. Could it be that the friend Xaviera mentioned is Caleb Mamet? He had to admit that Caleb Mamet is indeed a good man and treats little Xaviera well. However, the old man, Miracle Doctor, might not agree. After all, Miss Drew. Little Xaviera respects the old man, Miracle Doctor, the most, and when the time comes, she might have to make a tough decision. Low in clubhouse, Steve Price grinned, "Sir, madam will be back soon." Caleb Mamet responded indifferently, with a hint of fatigue between his brows. It was almost evening, and though the sun had not set, he felt a sting in his eyes. Opening them again, his vision was blurry and unfocused. He could only see Steve Price's silhouette, but not his expression. Caleb closed his eyes, seemingly getting worse. Xaviera rushed back to the Lowen clubhouse just as the sun was setting. Caleb was sitting on the sofa with his eyes closed and forehead furrowed. All the lights in the living room were on, and Steve Price and the butler were nowhere to be seen. Xaviera walked slowly toward Caleb. He was said to be injured, but there were no visible wounds on his body. He just looked weary and weak. Xaviera suddenly remembered Albert Sullivan's words, her heart trembling. See old it be that Caleb is having a case of poisoning? Chapter 188, The Self, Delusional Casanova. Xaviera Evans hurriedly grabbed Caleb Mamet, her face full of worry. "Caleb, are you hurt?" The man spoke leisurely, "Mrs. Mamet is back. I heard that you aren't coming home tonight." Xaviera Evans, Dot. Bastard. What kind of talk is that? Caleb Mamet slowly opened his eyes, his gaze cold and detached, as if he hadn't been asleep. He rubbed his eyes and inevitably furrowed his brows. Caleb Mamet's eyes were somewhat confused. Even if the living room was fully lit, he couldn't see clearly. He secretly lowered his gaze and didn't show anything in front of Zaviera Eva N.S., his voice low, "Hand me the phone." He had to call a doctor, but at this time he couldn't see the phone's position. And Steve Price and the butler were not around, so he could only ask Zaviera Evans for help. Zaviera Evans looked puzzled. The phone was right next to Caleb Mamet, and all he had to do was reach out and grab it. After waiting for a moment and Zaviera Evans not saying a word, Caleb Mamet's eyes deepened, and he slowly closed his eyes, as if this could relieve the pain. "Where is the phone? Caleb, what's wrong? Is it?" Zaviera Evans asked softly. She caressed Caleb's cheek, her hand finally landed on his eyes. "Caleb, your eyes, I'm not blind, is it a problem for you to help me get the phone?" Caleb Mamet said indifferently, not wanting Zaviera Evans to know his condition had worsened. Zaviera Evans helplessly, "The phone is right by your hand, and you insist on me giving it to you." The atmosphere suddenly became awkward, and Zaviera Evans stared at him intently. Caleb Mamet opened his eyes, his voice carrying a hint of grievance, "Zaviera Evans, didn't you say you like me the most? Are you unwilling to do even this little thing for me? Here it comes again. The past is not over yet." Zaviera Evans's face flushed red, threw the phone on him, pulled away the distance between them, her voice trembling, "It was a misunderstanding last Timmy, I was just joking. Besides, our marriage is just an agreement, we don't have any real feelings." He held onto the phone, found the doctor's number, but didn't dial it. He looked up at Zaviera Evans, "It's late, you should go rest." "Zaviera Evans, something's off about this bastard today." When Steve Price called, he said Caleb was injured and refused to go to the hospital, but now there is no wound on his body. Only now did Zaviera Evans understand that Steve Price had lied to her, and when she returned home, Caleb didn't give her a friendly face, which instantly angered her. "I don't care about you. Have fun by yourself. I'm too lazy to deal with you." Caleb Mamet's eyes drooped, and after Zaviera Evans left, he hesitated for a moment but dialed Steve Price's number. "Cut the power to the villa." Steve Price's face was full of doubts, but he knew that everything the president did was reasonable. Okay, president, as the president and the wife CP fan, he was a little excited at this moment. "When did the wife say she liked you the most? How come I didn't know?" Caleb Mamet impatiently said, "Zaviera Evans has liked me since before we got married, otherwise, how could we get married? What does this have to do with you?" "Steve Price, dot. Maybe, the president was a bit too narcissistic. How could Steve Price not know that the wife and the president had an agreement to get married, and the wife never said such things? Perhaps the president was being a bit self-indulgent. Who would have thought that the usually indifferent president would turn out to be a whipped dog?" Steve Price turned off the power, and the brightly lit Loewen clubhouse plunged into darkness in an instant. Xaviera Evans just returned to her room when the bedroom light suddenly went out, apparently due to a power outage. Fortunately, the phone and laptop still had power, so it didn't affect her, but the power outage would blind Caleb Mamet. He would be unable to see anything. Xaviera's heart trembled, and she rushed out the door to look for Caleb Mamet. With the butler and Steve Price not around and the sudden power outage, Caleb Mamet wouldn't be able to see, and as his wife, she had to take the responsibility of taking care of him. As soon as Xaviera Evans left the bedroom, her steps suddenly stopped. It was Caleb who had driven her away just now, and now that the power was out, she ran back to him like this, which was too humiliating. Evans stood at the staircase entrance, somewhat hesitant. Never mind. But this was too dark, and Caleb wouldn't be able to see anything, which must be quite helpless, right? What if the power doesn't come back on? With Caleb Mamet blind, alone, Caleb. Her heart was filled with thoughts of Caleb Mamet, making her unable to remain indifferent. At this moment, her heart was in turmoil, worried that he would be scared and that his unpleasant memories from childhood would resurface. At this time, there was a sudden bang from downstairs, as if someone had fallen, and there was also man's voice. Did Caleb Mamet fall? Her heart leaped into her throat, and without having time to think, she hurriedly rushed out. That bastard Caleb Mamet, he's really worrisome. Chapter 189, You're Finally Here. The moment the lights went out, Caleb Mamet breathed a sigh of relief and sat quietly on the sofa. The surroundings were silent, and he was waiting for Xaviera Evans. But after a long time, he did not hear Evans's footsteps. Caleb lowered his eyes, a sense of loss emerging from the dimness. Evans's words still echoed in his ears. To her, their marriage was merely an agreement, acting like a couple in front of others, but strangers when alone. Ah, Caleb smirked, realizing he had been too sentimental. He was about to call Steve Price to restore the lights when he heard footsteps. Caleb, are you there? Caleb's heart jolted, and his phone slipped to the ground. Everything was pitch black before his eyes, but he still looked towards the source of Evans's voice. Evans's footsteps were somewhat disordered, her voice slightly trembling. Do auntie move, I'm coming. The corner of the man's mouth twitched slightly. If she really didn't care about him, then from now on they would only be partners in their agreement. But she still appeared. She cared for him, so there was no escape for her. Evans turned on the flashlight, saw Caleb sitting quietly on the sofa, and hurriedly walked over. Caleb, you. Caleb reached out to embrace her waist, pulling her into his arms. He couldn't see anything just now and accidentally knocked something over, not expecting Evans to actually come downstairs. Evans was tightly held by him, their bodies pressed closely together. Even if Caleb was blind, he could still embrace her. You finally came. Evans flushed and struggled to get away. Caleb took a light breath, filled with endless joy, his voice deep. Evans, since you're here, there's no escaping. Then a cool, soft pair of lips attached, finding hers with the precision. Evans's body tensed, both hands gripping his clothes tightly. Tied up thong. Her heart was pounding violently. When she had kissed Caleb before, it was to regain her sense of taste, so there was no emotional mix. Yet this time the kiss made Evans lose herself, seemingly forgetting time. Taking advantage of a pause, Evans hastily spoke, "Caleb, don't." Before she could finish, her voice vanished into the kiss, and her mind became dizzy. "This is the living room. Let's go upstairs." Caleb let go of her, hooked the corner of his lips, his voice gentle but seductive. "Mrs. Mamet, I can't go back." His hoarse voice sent shivers down Evans's spine, stuttering, "T, that's what I'm here for. I'll take you back." Caleb chuckled lightly. In the darkness, Evans's cheeks were flushed, and even her ears had a faint pink color. Evans carefully helped Caleb to the bedroom, covered him with the quilt, and Tehan turned to leave. Come night, he could see nothing, the poison might have already penetrated deep within him. Moreover, Caleb had many enemies. If they found out, many would take advantage of the night to attack. Although her grandfather couldn't save Miss Drew at that time, over 20 years had passed. Perhaps now there was a way to detoxificate. And Caleb's poison was not as severe as Miss Drew's. If acupuncture was administered to Caleb every day, perhaps the toxins could be expelled. After that, it was up to fate. As long as it was done before the poison took effect, there was still time. Evans returned to her room to think about detoxification methods, while Caleb remained sleepless all night. In the morning, Evans slowly opened her eyes, and after washing up, took her toolkit to find Caleb. The man's gaze was clear, staring at the toolkit in her hands. Evans cut straight to the chase, "Caleb, take off your clothes." Steve Price had just arrived at the door when he heard such an explosive statement. "Wow. Last night the president and the MRS had made rapid progress, they were already undressing early in the morning." Caleb wore black pajamas, his hair slightly disheveled, yet he appeared even more handsome with an invisible aura of authority. Excepting the toolkit, wailing silver needles and warnsfuls and jure within. "Tehark, tar off my clothes, at flow going to give you act upon booked up," setting his thin lips, and suddenly her mind exploded, the lingering scene erding war bet eyes casks we wish inning fled with prisoner silence, der girding my resistance. MRS. Mar why a few words of Shri, Kali Suali Reyes are full of it intentions. Vid be as bad. Boozgan daham rely meeting his gore and understanding if one whose bag of a man hand the wrong s const zoon hill but at the sum be shigat af ways appearing before it vans's eyes. Chapter 190, Treating Illness with Acupuncture. Zaviera. Evans's cheeks turned red and she looked embarrassed, hiding her tea huffs behind a sunil, "Mr. President, don't overthink it. I'm here to treat you." Caleb Mamet chuckled lightly, his eyes drooping slightly, "Mrs. Mamet, you do not have to." Xavier's face fell instantly, "Caleb, your blindness at night is actually due to poisoning." Caleb's face remained calm, showing no surprise, "I know." Zaviera was taken aback, "You knew, then why?" Caleb's eyes were ice cold, "This poison has no cure, and acupuncture is even more useless." He glanced at the bag of acupuncture tools, his face grim, "So it's unnecessary." Why he had foreseen this day when he discovered he was poisoned, so there was no point in fighting. Zaviera shivered inwardly, looking at Caleb with a tinge of estrangement. His eyes were filled with desolation and cold disdain, as if being blind or not was irrelevant to him. She fell silent for a moment, and sighed helplessly. The man turned around, his eyes falling on her. Zaviera pouted her lips, "Caleb, I've married you now. If you get blind, it'll be too miserable for me." Caleb raised his eyebrows. Zavikta complained with a pitiful look, "I'm such a weak woman, if you can't protect me, and you have so many enemies, they will definitely target me first." Caleb lowered his eyes, turned his face away, his voice carrying a hint of helplessness, "I'll undress, you can start your treatment." Zaviera was pretending to be weak to treat him. Although it was almost certainly useless, he couldn't bear to see her upset. It was just acupuncture, as long as it makes her happy. Zaviera removed Caleb's sleeping robe, causing her pupils to contract because his back was covered with scars, both new and old, crisscrossing each other. Some were whip marks, some were marks from acupuncture sessions, making Zaviera's heart ache. He must have tried treatments, but they were completely useless, so he had given up. Her heart squeezed painfully, sending waves of pain through Zaviera's body. Caleb. That influential Caleb, the revered head of the Mamet family, the Inan standing at the pinnacle of society, had endured endless pain in secret, a fact that probably no one knew about. Zaviera forced herself to remain calm, holding the silver needle in her hand, slowly injecting it into his skin. An hour later, the acupuncture session ended. Caleb's forehead was covered in sweat, his eyes tightly shut, and his breathing heavy. Zaviera packed up the acupuncture tools, her voice gentle, "Yesterday, I checked the medical books and planted some herbs in the backyard. You'll need to take the medicine every day, which will help." This was not ordinary medicine, but rare medicine inherited from her grandfather. While it could not completely detoxicate him, it could at least suppress the poison and have a miracle effect on restoring eyesight. Caleb had seen her planting something in the yard, so it turned out to be healing herbs. He nodded, "I'll inform the butler." "Madam. Madam." The butler rushed in, his face filled with anxiety, "Mrs. Coriel and Miss Coriel are here." They drove straight into the backyard, and those herbs are. Zaviera's expression remained calm, tidying up the bag of acupuncture tools, leaving one needle out. She looked icy cold. Vita Coriel had actually destroyed the medicinal herbs she had planted to treat Caleb. The rare medicine was priceless. She had just left some seeds, they were about to be ready for use, all killed by Vita Coriel. "Where is Vita Coriel?" Zaviera asked. "When I saw them destroying your herbs, I immediately sent someone to stop them and rushed to report to you. They're still in the backyard, but I'm afraid those herbs are ruined." The butler looked at Zaviera, her expression getting increasingly colder, his heart trembled. "Madam, please calm down, herbs can be replanted, but killing people is illegal." Zaviera raised her eyes slightly. "Did I say I was going to kill anyone?" The butler. "Your eyes tell me you very much want to kill someone, right?" "No." Zaviera handed the bag of acupuncture tools to the butler. "Tim going to check it out. Caleb, you rest with that." Zaviera turned and left, and the butler ordered the servants to tidy up the things and hurriedly followed Xaviera to the backyard. The bedroom was quiet. Steve Price walked in, worried. Mr. President, you don't look so well. Why did Auntie you tell Mrs. Maynard the poison in Mr. President's body is not ordinary poison, acupuncture can't see you're it, instead, it will accelerate the onset of poison. Only a miracle doctor known as Saint Hand or his descendants, using unique acupuncture technique could suppress the poison. Any other method of detoxification is just drinking poison to quench his expression was callui, L.E. slowly put on his sleeping one. It decent matter if ituated or if not money in later dipenson will take off re the effect Steve Price frowned, but, don't let her know. Caleb closed his eyes wearily, if she thinks there is still a chance, at least she can be happy for a while. Xaviera worrying about him and doing acupuncture was more than enough for him, his eyesight was lost anyway.